right now. Hang on here.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Steve?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Steve. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Just living the dream, Tina, living the dream.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite responses ever. Good for you. So, I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, I believe I would be on the first page, depending on, you know, pricing, I guess, but yeah, I don't know. She said that they had a slot open up, I guess, and so I'm assuming that's the first page and not the 50th page for what you're going to tell me at prices. So
exactly, because even if you were an SEO guru and you did, you know, hundreds of hours of programming each week to get yourself even to the second page, that wouldn't benefit you because 87% of consumers will hire from page one, and yet less than 1% will click to page two. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people
yep.
do a search.
Nobody wants to deal with all the excess crap. Yeah.
Exactly. So. And they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and they just hire one. It's as simple as that, you know. So that's the benefit
yep.
for you, and the fact that it's exclusive, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because
sure.
that's going to maximize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to know who my competitors would be on the first page, but
yeah, I can actually look it up and
who's
tell
already
you.
On there.
Yep, I'll tell you who's
yeah.
who's ranking on there right now. But first, let me get into the pricing because it's
yep.
with your legacy rate discount, it's actually a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also will promote you on some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which is going to show you, you know, how many new clients you received. It'll show you which keywords they typed in to find you. And if you use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And the nice thing about this program, Steve, is that it's strictly month to month. So we don't make you sign an annual contract or anything like that because we're performance based, right? So we allow you to try the program, track the actual jobs and the revenue that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go, you know? And with that being said, I mean, since this is a month to month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. And that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah. So next question I have is, as long as I continue month to month with the program, can anybody bump me off of that?
No.
Or am I locked in?
You're locked in. We work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum amount of results. So it's not like somebody could come along and say, hey, what if we pay you more money? Can we remove them? Absolutely not. Once we fill the position, it's blocked off and we can't work with anyone else. So as long as you're working with us, you'll still be on that first page 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. Now, let's say that one day you canceled the program, which I know that you won't because nobody ever cancels. But worst case scenario is you'd have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, everything we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. And what that means is that you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories, accessible from the mobile platform. If you ever canceled, I mean, naturally you won't be on the first page because that's the service you pay us for. But even so, you will have a stronger presence than you have right now. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So then next question my mind just went totally blank. Who is on the first page right now?
Oh, okay. I was looking it up, and there's Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical, a Drop Above, and I searched for water softener installation specifically, but you're going to be found for your various different keywords, you know. But Culligan, Roto-Rooter, First Response, let's see who's under first. Oh, Trinity, and then G3. Those are the companies that are ranking right now. Have you heard of those guys? I'm sure you've heard of the bigger ones, right? Like Culligan and...
Yeah. Culligan and
Black Diamond. Yeah, there's some big ones here too. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So the nice thing about this program is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard under the keywords of the services that you offer. Right now you have a weak internet presence, so, you know, it's slipping through your fingers, but this is something that's going to, you know, help capture that for you. And if you wanted to give it a shot, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Yep, it's, I don't want to give it a shot. I want to just do it. So it's,
okay.
SMSWater56. So my name is Steve Michael Souza, so SMSWater56, I was born in 1956, @gmail.com.
Excellent. That's a good year. I like it. So, and then spell Souza for me, please, since that's your last name.
Probably when your parents were born.
No, actually, 56. I'm born in 69, so my parents were born in 41 and 43, so I'm a little bit older than you're expecting. But thank you for the compliment.
you sound younger than being born in 69. But anyway,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids.
Can I get another 25% off for that? Wait a minute, you got what? 6 grandkids?
Yeah, I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids. So, yep, and the grandbaby is from 2 to 10. So, how about you?
I got 4 kids and 5 grandkids from 15 to 8. So,
they keep you on your toes at those ages, huh? They're like the pre-middle school, pre-teen ages or even teenagers.
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome.
Love the pieces.
Me too.
So anyway,
there's nothing like it, right? For sure.
The best gift a kid can give their parents.
Yep, I agree. Yep. So, is your last name Souza, or did I butcher that?
Nope, Souza. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then I assume this phone number you use for client calls, is there an alternate number for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
No, everything goes through this. I get 100 calls a day at least. So
perfect. Okay.
But yeah, everything is through this.
You're going to do very well with this program. If you get 100 calls a day and you're, as the owner, answering calls yourself, that's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, one pet peeve of mine is when people work with us and then we call out because we need to make an update or something, and then we get a voice mailbox that's full or one that's not set up. I always kind of cringe because I say, why would you pay a company money to get on the first page of Google and get your phone ringing, and then they can't even get a hold of them? You know, it's a missed opportunity.
Sure.
So good for you that you're on the front end like that. That's super awesome. So did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Yeah, I'm driving down the road right now, though, so but I can probably handle that. I'm going to use my business debit card because then I can track all my expenses right out of there. So.
Yep, and then it also, you know, at the end of the year as a write-off, it's easy because everything's on the business account, so I get it. So since it's a business account, does it say Steve Sousa, or does it say PureFlow H2O, or how does it actually read?
It says Steve Sousa, and then it says PureFlow Bottling Incorporated.
Okay, PureFlow Bottling.
So, but my name is on it, so.
That's huge right now with the reverse osmosis and everything. Everybody's wanting to be more health conscious.
We're in
Southern California, so I see it all the time. You know, people are doing that. So you work in a very cool industry. I love it.
I worked in Southern California for 5 years. Southern California? I was in Northridge.
Oh, okay. Fountain Valley
Beach
is right next to the Huntington Beach. A lot of people don't know where Fountain Valley is, but when I say Huntington Beach, they know. But Northridge, were you there when they had that big earthquake back in the day?
I was there 3 months earlier, and I left at that time.
Oh, thank
goodness. The first time I ever experienced an earthquake, I think, was 1991, and I was at my office in Northridge, and the whole building started rocking. So I was literally less than a mile away from Northridge Fashion Mall, which is, you know, right where that whole thing happened, basically. The whole place got rocked. But,
wow.
I think I was out of there when they had the real big one. So, yeah.
Wow, you got lucky. Yeah. That's amazing.
So, but Northridge.
Good for you.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, so my first earthquake was about 1990-ish. Yeah, because I remember my daughter that was born in 1989. She was a baby, and we were shopping at a store called they don't have them anymore, but it was called Mervyn's back then. And the whole building started shaking, and people started like ducking under all the cabinets and tables. And I was so scared. I had never, you know, coming from Chicago, experienced it. But at the same time, I was so thankful because I was waiting for the elevator when it happened. So I'm like, could you imagine if I was in the elevator? I think I would have died. I would have had to panic so much. I would have had a heart attack.
Sure. You're in a damn box and everything is shaking. You're like, oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Never experiencing it before. I don't know what I would have done. Plus, when you have a little baby, it's like becomes all about protecting them. And I was like, I really was like so flustered by the whole thing. So, yeah, I was used to tornadoes growing up in Chicago, but not used to earthquakes.
Yeah, I hear you.
So now, is it the Main Street address, 2430, for the billing on this card, or is it a PO box or a different address?
Yep, the Main Street address.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead with the card
North
number.
Main.
Okay.
All right.
And then the card
5580.
Okay.
9846.
Mm-hmm.
2367.
Mm-hmm.
2922.
Okay, and expiration?
0329.
And the code?
468.
468. Okay. So I wanted to let you know that you're eligible for an upgrade into our VIP package, which also bundles this with Google Ads. Have you ever tried Google Ads before?
Oh, I think my soon-to-be partner was kind of looking into that, so what's that cost me?
Oh, this would be perfect timing then, because the Google Ads is, the minimum requirement is $300 a month, so you'd be paying $599, but we take that $300 and send it directly to Google to run those ads for you. They'll set a budget at somewhere around $9 a day, and that's a good thing. That will protect you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month. That will never happen because we put a cap on it. So the benefit to the Google Ads is you can target wherever you want with them. So let's say that you're in Rockford, but there's a Beverly Hills type area like 25 minutes away or 30 minutes away that maybe you won't get that type of a reach on the Google Maps. With the Google Ads, you can target wherever you want. So each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, money comes out of the budget. So let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. So I really think you would love it. The second benefit to the ads is that you can get up and running very quickly with them. We say those get launched within under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So people really love
it. So I wasn't impressed with how it works. I tried to do Facebook ads and so we did Facebook ads, and the problem I had with it was I set a budget of $10 a day, and
okay.
I got, every day I got like, 6 or 7 charges of $2. So, you know, it I guess it added up to $10, maybe, I don't know. I just didn't like the fact that I was getting charged, $2 5 times a day. I don't like that. That's too much BS if you ask me. So, like, if Google Ads is the same way where I'm going to get hit every time somebody clicks on me for a dollar or whatever, I don't like that. Why can't I just say, you know, charge me $10 a day and give me my, you know, however many ads that does, and then I got, or charge me $300 for the month, and that works out to be, you know, $10 a day or whatever.
Right.
You know, I'd rather not have a whole bunch of charges on my bank account that I have to reconcile. So.
Well, the nice thing about having us manage that is you don't have to reconcile it because we'll manage it and we'll make sure that you're only, you know, paying for the clicks of people that are actually looking for your services. But with that being said, it does work similarly. The difference is with Facebook ads, the search engines track what people in your area are searching for. And so if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there would have been an ad for PureFlow coming up, right? But how this works is if people are looking in general, like, you know, Google calls it a micro moment, putting your company in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. So that's why it works so successfully. And, you know, if it were me, I would absolutely recommend it at least for the first couple of months because that will jumpstart your profile and get you results quicker, right? So if you started with this VIP package and then somewhere down the road you changed your mind and you wanted to go back to just the original package, then no problem. You could always call in and scale back on it. But I think it would definitely be a benefit initially because right now, the Google listing's not verified. You don't have an internet presence on Google, right? And that's something that we'll fix for you. So if you run the ads in conjunction with this programming that we're doing, it will definitely, like I said, jumpstart this for you. Make sense?
So what's that cost me?
It would just be I'm sorry, it would be $5.99 monthly. The initial investment today with the setup fee would be $6.98 if you added the VIP package.
So what's it cost me monthly after the initial?
The monthly would be just $5.99. So the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, which is why it would be $6.98 today.
Right. So the other program was how much a month?
That one's $2.99 a month.
Right. And then initially it was $3.98 or something like that because of the $99 setup. So roughly $300 more for the VIP program. So
right.
$600
so
a month is what.
Exactly. Yeah. 300 versus 600, but you know, you get a much better bang for your buck when you bundle it together with that VIP package.
Right. All right, so let's do that. We'll look at it over the next 3 or 4 months and we'll see what's going on. But I'm all right with that.
I think that's very smart. Yeah, start out with that. That way you can, you know, start this quarter with a bang and make your business as profitable as it can be. And then you can always adjust it down the road if you wanted to. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that's going to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
All right.
This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pure Flow Bottling Incorporated.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Steve M. Souza, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know what you mean by that, but...
All that means is that if you do anything else online for your business down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package. It includes the ads, the programming, the optimization, the mobile platform, the whole nine yards, right? But if you do something online, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $698. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of $599. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to pull up my technician's calendar, and I'm going to make that an onboarding appointment for you, and then you can tell me based on what's available, what time would work good. Real quickly, it says that I have an invalid account number. I want to confirm the number that you gave me because I think I probably have a digit off, okay? So,
okay. Let's
see here.
Talking on the debit card?
Yeah, you know what? It's just showing me that I have a MasterCard ending in 2922. It's not showing me the whole number. So go ahead and just give it to me one more time to be safe.
Okay. 5580.
Okay.
9846.
Got it.
2367.
Uh-huh.
2922.
2922. And you said March of 29 was the expiration and 468 on the back?
Yep.
Okay, let me read it back. You said 5580, 9846, 2367, 2922?
Yep. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so then I should be able to get a green light for you now. And then the client interview is going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I have a 1 o'clock open, 3, 4, or 5. What would work best?
What, today, you're saying?
Today. That's where my technician is going to call you and go over your keywords and getting you set up.
Yeah, probably 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay.
I'll be driving. Okay.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer or anything, but I'm going to book out a full hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic, Steve. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I'm getting a message now that the card number's right, but it's saying that the billing address doesn't match. So is there another billing address that you would like me to try?
2430 North Main Street, Rockford, Illinois, 61103. That's the only billing address. There, my bank is, I couldn't even log into my account today, so my bank is having problems today. They have problems like this on a regular basis, so that's why you're having problems. So.
Okay. Can you think of any other address, like maybe an alternate address you had in the past that I could just try? And the reason I'm asking is that so everything is under 2430 North Main Street, right?
Yep.
When
there's
you get a second, can you log on to your bank and see what address they send the statements to? Because perhaps they have a different zip code or something, and even though this is the correct address, maybe for some reason or another, it's entered on their end incorrectly, so it's not matching.
Donya, they're having problems today. I can't log into my account. My wife tried to log into the account. Nobody right now can log into their accounts because it's a piece of crap bank that has these problems on a regular basis, and, you know, It's just the way it is. I mean, I suppose I can give you a different card, but I'd prefer to leave it on this card.
You know what? That's what we'll do then. We'll take a different card for this initial, but moving forward, we'll switch it back to your business credit card so that once the bank straightens out the problem, moving forward, we can go back to this card. But just for today, I say let's do a different one so that we can, you know, get this all locked down for you. So is the alternate card also a MasterCard, or is it a Visa or Discover or American Express?
I don't know. I'd have to pull it out of my wallet. So
okay.
I'm driving down the highway, and I don't really feel like going through other cards, but let's see here. All right, the next card is a Visa.
Okay, and then the number, please?
4802-1370-2926-2765. 0527 722.
And how does your name read on this one?
Steve M. Souza, Pure Flow Bottling Incorporated.
Got it. Okay, so let's give this one a whirl. And then we can put the other one back on file for future billing. Okay, this one's working. It just says insufficient funds, so you don't have to do it right now because you're driving. But if you could do it sometime before 4 where you transfer a little bit more money into it, or maybe the bank is just going to send you a notification that Local Splash is trying to process $698.
How much are you trying to – how much are you charging? $698? There's no way it's got insufficient funds.
Oh.
So
– I hope this bank's not giving you trouble, too, because this is the same. So this one says insufficient fund. Try to see if you can, you know, not now because you're driving, you know, at least log on to this alternate account and see why it's saying that, because that's what we're getting on our end. And then just make sure to have it rectified before that 4 o'clock appointment. And I'm going to send you an email reminder at about 3 o'clock, an hour ahead of time, just so that you know that they'll be calling you at 4. And then once the payment goes through, so let's say I try it again in an hour and it's good, what will happen is that you're going to get a text from me that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll have, say, click here to confirm the terms and conditions. What that will do is grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up, because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So you could definitely, you know, just, you know, confirm that. And then we would be able to make sure that it doesn't go up where it won't matter if you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying the same flat rate, okay?
Okay.
Mhm. So, all right. Is there anything else you want me to do right now as far as the banking to make sure that it goes through, or do you want to just try to, you know, check why it's saying that and then maybe get back to me, or
no,
I can call you in a half an hour or so, or an hour if you think that will work?
Yeah, whatever. I'll take care of it as soon as I'm done driving.
Okay, sounds good. And then are you a Bears or a Cubs fan, being that you're in Rockford?
I'm a White Sox fan, and Cubs I always considered them a minor league ball club, but I'm a Bear fan also, so.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I went back a few years ago to visit my dad. He lives in Barrington. And I went to the local store, and I was buying a bunch of Bears gear to take back with me. And I guess the Bears weren't doing so good that season, so the cashier was asking me, "Are you sure you want to bring Bears stuff? You don't want to get like the Cubs stuff?"
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Exactly.
And I said, "Look, I lived here when it was the, you know, Mike Ditka, William Refrigerator Perry days when they were doing very, very good." So I'm still a Bears fan. I'm like, I believe in them. They'll come back one day.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, okay, I'm going to text you my direct line, Steve. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you know, want me to process it again and you don't have time to call me, you can even reply to this text and say, hey, Tina, the payment's good now. Go ahead and process it. And then I'll get that text and I'll be able to do that for you. Okay.
All right, perfect.
Sounds good. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you, and then stand by. My technician will call you around 4 o'clock today for the onboarding, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great rest of your day, too.
You too, thanks.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye.